WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Point Blank was the great overlooked film of 1967. It came out the same year as Arthur Penn's Bonnie and Clyde, and that innovative movie caused a pop culture sensation, and deservedly so. But Point Blank, a commercial bomb, is pretty amazing. It's one of the most abstract genre films ever made, and unlike a lot of 60s experiments, it more than stands the test of time on video cassette. Point Blank stars a very lean, almost supernaturally mean Lee Marvin as Walker, a tough hood who's been double-crossed by his partner in crime, played by John Vernon. The story is based on a tough guy novel written by Donald Westlake. Marvin and Vernon pull a big heist, but then Vernon shoots Lee Marvin and takes not only the money, but also Marvin's wife. This happens in the opening moments of Point Blank, and Lee Marvin spends the rest of the movie getting his revenge. Everything about this movie is brutally succinct. The images are quick, the dialogue is curt, purposely flat. There's a chilling menace conveyed by keeping things short and clipped. In this scene, Marvin is trying to locate his wife by questioning his sultry sister-in-law, played by Angie Dickinson.
I heard you're running with Race.
Well, you heard it wrong.
Does he want you?
Sure he does.
Do you want him?
He makes my flesh crawl.
I want him. Why don't you want him?
I don't want any of them, Walker. I was going with a guy who owned a club, jazz club.
Yeah, the movie house.
Our organization wanted to become his partner. And he killed him. No, I loved him.
Why?
Hey, gotta make a living.
John Borman went on to make hits like Deliverance and Hope and Glory. He also made wildly imaginative bombs like Zardoz and The Exorcist II, The Heretic, which, even though I know you'll never believe me, is actually very entertaining. Rent it sometime. But in Point Blank, Borman combined the wild and the commercial aspects of his filmmaking in a way he's never done since. He gives us a mystery story we can follow, but like a poet, he gives this work a unifying image, which in this case is glass. He keeps shooting Lee Marvin through windows, in mirrors, against glass walls. Glass is everywhere. When Marvin needs a weapon in a tight spot, he smashes a beer bottle and rubs its jagged edge against the throat of a gun-toting hood. I don't even know what all the glass imagery is supposed to represent, other than some cliché like the mirror of men's souls, but it's certainly great to look at. This is a thriller whose pretensions pay off, even 20 years later. Among other new video cassette releases, there's The Good Mother, starring Diane Keaton, in an adaptation of the Sue Miller novel. Where Miller's book inspired arguments about whether its title character really was a good mother or not, the movie, directed by Leonard Nimoy, stacks the deck in favor of a noble, persecuted mom. The movie is spineless, but Diane Keaton is strong and subtle.